Welcome back. Longtime Quincy resident Julie Pagano was named new president of the Quincy Chamber of Commerce by the Board of Directors back on February the 5th. And she's gracious enough to stop by here at our studios and tell us her story. Great to meet you, Julie.
Hi, Joe. Thanks you for having me today.
It's a pleasure. Yeah,
yes.
This is great.
Looking forward to it.
Filling in, taking over your predecessor, Tim Cahill, has moved on to the South Shore Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, he has. Yeah. Yes, he has.
So here you are. But not a chamber background, right?
Not a chamber background, yeah. More of a business background,
yeah.
But in a maritime field. So basically, my whole life was spent growing up on Long Wharf down in Boston, and basically stepping away from that career just about 4 years ago. Now I'm, heading into another career, and I'm so excited about it.
But you really downplayed your former role, Julie. You were the president of Bay State Cruises.
Yes, I was actually, I was president of Boston Harbor Cruises,
yeah.
And then general manager of Bay State Cruises.
Okay.
So I was at Bay State Cruises for 25 years,
wow.
And Boston Harbor Cruises was the family business,
mm-hmm.
And I basically started going there when I was 4 years
old. Is that right?
Yes,
yeah.
My mom, had to take me to work, and my older sister had to watch me. But I got it. I got it at a very young age.
Yeah.
I would bother my mom all the time to take me there. I loved being on the boats. I loved being on the water. I loved the business aspect of it. And it's great now. Where I live, I can actually watch my grandparents go back and forth. They're namesakes of vessels that run the Boston to Hingham Ferry.
Oh, okay.
All right. And my mom and my aunt are actually the namesakes that run from Long Wharf to Charlestown.
Really?
And my my mom was had grown up in Charlestown. So it's really nice to see that legacy continue.
Yeah.
And it's great. And I took my granddaughter for her first boat ride on her grandmother's namesake this past summer. So it was a great day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It'll always be in your blood, right? It'll always be in your life.
Yeah, yeah, it's always a part of me.
Yeah.
It has brought me to so many places. I think what I learned from it is that you just have to get up and you have to work hard every single day. And if you want it, you will achieve it, but it doesn't come without hard work.
Right, right. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your educational background, if you could.
Well, I'm a high school graduate from Medford High School.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, because we were all so young,
yeah.
When we were working at Boston Harbor Cruises, we didn't really get into the whole college aspect of education. We had our own education on Long Wharf.
You had life lessons.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They were great life lessons. There was some regret with myself and some of my other family members that we weren't able to go to college. I was able to make sure that my son graduated from Bryant University.
Congratulations.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
So,
yeah.
So, it does come around in other ways.
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
So do you think the family will keep the legacy of cruising alive?
So Boston Harbor Cruises now is owned by a larger based company.
Right, yeah.
And Bay State Cruises, Mike Glassfeld, who is the owner and a dear friend of mine still, he is the owner of Bay State, and he continues onward with it.
Okay.
You know, we grew that business. It took us a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, but it's a vibrant business. It's located down in the Seaport District, and they're doing very well.
Yeah.
So
how did all that experience, Julie, prepare you for this new role at the Quincy Chamber?
Well, I think what happens is that when, as you get a little older, you get a little wiser,
mm-hmm.
and you take a lot of what you learned, and you learn to let a lot of it go
mm-hmm.
as well. So I think coming into the chamber, first of all, I'm so excited to be there. And the past 7 weeks have been wonderful. They have been very busy, and I've just met so many great people. So many businesses that are out there, they're so excited about being in Quincy. They love this city. there's the vibrancy of the city is really unmatched. And coming from another, you know, city that I grew up lifelong, you know, in Medford, you can see the comparisons.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Our mayor is just a dedicated soul, and he's just continues to do great things. He's a great supporter of the chamber. Mm-hmm. And I'm just looking forward to continually meeting our members in other businesses. We have interest in walking the neighborhoods this spring.
Oh.
You know, some of our city councilors have expressed interest in doing so with us, so I think that's going to be, you know, a great grassroots campaign, mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. to get out there and to be able to say hello and let people know, whether they're members or not.
Sure.
You know, we're here for you, and we want to help you, and if you need our help, we're going to be here for you.
Yeah.
So that there's a lot of exciting things on the way as well. We're looking to enhance our farmers market, which has been at Kilroy, and that would include, you know, we just partnered with the Crane Library for storytelling. Mm. We'll have a workout hour. We'll have some live music. We'll also continue with the beer garden. But we're really working hard to bring in more vendors as well.
To the farmer's market?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
A workout hour?
A workout hour,
as
yes.
As in physical workout?
Yes, yoga, Pilates.
Oh, okay. At the farmer's market?
Yes,
oh,
yes,
okay.
Yes. You know, some, you know, stretching programs,
okay.
For,
you
know, for anybody who wants to come down to Kilroy,
okay.
on a Friday afternoon. You know, we really want to make it a destination for the downtown.
Okay, so all right. Very good.
To
something
that.
To look forward to,
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah.
Last I checked, there was about 600 members. Is that about right?
Yes.
Okay.
There are.
Okay.
Yeah.
So plans to grow that, I'm sure, right?
Yes,
yeah.
There are plans to grow that. Of course, focusing on our small businesses,
sure. Yeah.
But also being very mindful that our corporate businesses.
Mm, some big ones.
They do yeah. help sustain the chamber,
yeah.
And they are very important to us.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm hoping to get out to meet more and more of them. I do know, you know, a vast majority of them,
course, yeah.
but of course it's always nice to, you know, shake hands, sit down, and just, you know, have a conversation.
Yeah, there's still nothing like face-to-face meeting, right?
That's right.
Given this virtual
exactly.
world that we're in. Yeah, it's
I am I'm a big proponent of networking
yeah.
events, and we're bringing more and more in as you know, the schedule allows. I believe you know, networking has actually got me to where I am.
Sure.
And I believe that is it's the base of success.
Speaking of, what a great segue. The ultimate networking event is actually tomorrow, the 2025 Annual Meeting and Business Showcase Expo.
Yes.
Yeah, tell
yes.
me all about it.
Well, it will be at Granite Links. Mm-hmm. Our dear partners, the O'Connell family, they are so good to us. And we are opening the doors at 4:30.
Okay.
And we have approximately just over 50 sponsor tables. So that segment will be available for people between 4:30 and 6:30.
Mingling, we call it, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Mingling.
Okay.
And then we have a great speaking program planned from, you know, 7 to 8. I pulled back the time a little bit this year,
okay.
You know, just to kind of condense it a little bit
sure.
more.
Yep.
But we're expecting close to 400 people.
Wow, that's great.
So, yeah. So
do you have
excited.
A keynote speaker? Or a guest speaker?
We do, Mayor yep. Koch.
Oh, the mayor's speaking.
Yes.
Okay, very
yes,
good.
Yes.
Okay.
So that, you know, always brings great insight for events like this. So we're happy to have him.
Super.
Yeah.
And it's a big awards night for you as well, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. So we are inducting our 8th Hall of Fame member, and it's George Montilio.
Sure.
So we're so excited to have George in the mix. I think there's going to be a lot of extra goodies there, too.
I would guess.
yeah.
Everything from cakes and pastries to pizza and subs.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes,
okay.
exactly. So we're really excited to honor George. You know, Montilio's Bakery has been, you know, it just resides in a group of exceptional businesses that have become the fabric of our city. And these businesses are really, you know, what our new businesses that are coming to Quincy and our existing, you know, businesses can kind of look to aspire, to learn.
Right.
So, you know, we're excited about that.
Yeah, Montelio's, it's 75 plus?
It's 76.
76
yes,
years. That's
76
astounding.
Years, yeah. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to his remarks tomorrow night.
I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah, get some insight, right, into how that was able to be achieved in the same family.
Yes.
For that many years.
Yes, yes.
And really still local roots, you know, really keeping true to the original founding father's mantra.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not easy.
Yeah.
You know, a family business is not easy, so I'm you know,
yay for them.
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay, so that's the 8th Chamber Business Hall of Fame Award.
Yes.
Two other grants, right?
Yes, two other grants. So Phyllis Godwin.
Yeah.
This is the third annual Women in Business, and that has been awarded to Allie Barnes from Rebuilt Gym. Allie has been a great supporter of the Chamber, and she's just a wonderful, exuberant person, and we love hanging out with Allie, so we're excited for her.
Rebuilt Gym is what? Tell me a little bit about Rebuilt Gym.
Rebuilt Gym is located in Milton.
Oh, okay.
So it's a little bit of a, you know, an extension of the Quincy area, and she focuses on holistic and just mindful body and soul.
Oh, see, okay. So maybe she could have a little class at the Kilroy Square Farmers Market.
Yes, she is one of the ones that we're looking at.
There you go.
Yes.
Okay. So that's in honor of Phyllis Godwin from Granite City Electric, obviously, our third annual. Then there's another award.
Yes, the Bruce Wood.
Yeah, Bruce is a great guy. Yeah.
Yes, I didn't know him, but I know that he was the recipient of the Richard Koch Youth Services Award.
Yes.
I know that he had done many things for the city, for the betterment of the city. You know, a father, grandfather, and husband. So we're looking forward to his children. Introducing, and the winner of that is Michael Weber from the Presidential Junk Removal Company.
Oh,
and he's wonderful. I've actually worked with Michael. He is heading to my son's house tomorrow to remove some furniture.
Oh, is that right?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. They just moved into a new home.
Okay.
So Michael is heading up there and helping them out. So.
Quincy Company?
Quincy Company. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And this is the 7th annual. Bruce
yes,
Wood. Yeah.
7th annual.
And these are grants, right? These are actually grants that go to these companies?
Yes, yes.
And what do they use them for, Julie?
So they're hoping to, you know, just build their business, whether it's with social media, whether it's able to hire new people, whether it's able to find new office space.
Yep.
The grants total $12,500.
Yep.
So they're a good base
of
value for them to get started in a continuing direction for them.
$7,500 for the Phyllis Godwin grant and $5,000 for the Bruce Wood grant.
Yes.
So very good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Any other surprises tomorrow night that we'll be aware of?
Not at this point.
Okay.
No.
All right.
No. I think everybody is excited about it. I think the weather's going to be great. Of course, it's going to just to meet everybody, to see everybody networking, I just feel like there's going to be a good vibe. And I do want to actually acknowledge the team of the Quincy Chamber.
Certainly, yeah.
Paula, Celia, and Anya, they have been working so hard on this event and all the events. They are truly the backbone of our chamber. And when I say that they run the chamber, they are in charge.
Sure. Yeah, this is probably the biggest, or if not one of the biggest events that you host all year, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
But it's not the only one.
It's not the only one.
No.
No. We're looking to do a corporate luncheon in October. We're hoping to do more events in Kilroy this summer.
Okay.
We have some programming that we're just trying to get approved at this point. And of course, we'll announce that when it happens. Really want to make Kilroy, you know, a destination.
Mm.
And, you know, it's just a great space. So we're excited working with the restaurants in the area.
Yep.
And just, you know, enhancing what has been done, looking at things with some fresh new eyes, you know, just kind of growing, you know, organically what has been done in the past.
Sure. Yeah, I know that there's a new park coming to downtown Quincy very soon, where Acapulco's used to be,
yes.
So that might generate some foot traffic as well.
Yes.
Do you work at all with, say, the tourism director in the city?
Dagny Ashley has been a longtime friend of mine,
okay.
And we worked together in Boston for years.
Oh, really?
And also, we had established, an original ferry run from New Bedford to Martha's Vineyard, and we were the managing operator of that for 8 years.
Really?
So Dagny was down there as the director then, and so that's how, you know, we worked closely promoting the ferry service out of New Bedford over to Martha's Vineyard.
Interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to doing things together.
Mm.
We're working with the National Park Service. We're working with Dove. We are working with Work Inc., Mass Hire. So, you know, a lot of our members, you know, are reaching out, and we're just kind of putting programs together for them and just working, you know, jointly with them.
Yeah, I know you had an integral part in planning some of the Quincy 400 activities.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. I worked in the mayor's office for 6 months,
yeah.
And it was a tremendous experience. And we had so much fun planning, you know, some of the things that we worked on together were the MLK breakfast, and we had Willie Gross as our keynote speaker,
right, yeah.
And then of course Ellen Hildebrand, which was just last week.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was last week. I'm sorry,
so.
I kind of lost track of time.
It was earlier
here.
This month, at least.
Yeah, which was phenomenal. We had over 500 people attend that event,
wow.
And I'm telling you, from behind the scenes, it went off without a hitch.
That's great.
And then coming up too is the Maritime Festival, which will take place down at Marina Bay. Really excited about that.
I would think, given your background.
Yeah. That was, you know, something that I feel like it's important to highlight, you know, our shoreline and, you know, all that the city has done in the past. The ferry is now going to start at the end of April.
Yes.
And I believe that they're going to make it a year-round ferry, which
would
just
be... That's been the talk, yeah.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
That will be a game changer for the city, absolutely.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
I know the T has a dedicated ferry person now, if you will, to oversee that.
Yes.
So they seem to be taking it more seriously than they have in years past, for sure.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, the numbers, you know, I was watching it. I would watch it every morning, you know, down at the marina. And I would watch every day, and the numbers would increase and increase. And I would be standing there counting the, you know, the passengers getting on, because I was... You know, always interested in the ferry from Quincy.
Can't take the salt water out
of
your veins, right?
No, not at all.
So much for sharing your story and coming over to meet us. We hope you'll come back and keep us updated.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yes.
And good luck, good fortune in the future.
Yes.
Find you online, give you a call, stop by the Superman building and say hello. Right?
Yes, absolutely. The door is always open.
Okay.
My phone is always on. And email me, call me. I'm always happy to you know, be available.
Social media eyes you, all the things.
Yes.
Thanks again.
Okay.